This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It is Straight Up. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We want to start out talking about what happened in Berkeley. I'm on the West Coast, down south, up north, up in Berkeley, California. Rioters breaking windows, setting fire to force the cancellation of, you know, someone who believes in free speech. I mean, this is what it's come down to, Scott. Yeah, you know, sadly, I mean, is this the new normal? It's happening across our country that if you support the president, you're not allowed to talk on college campuses. I mean, those safe places have become insane places. And they're lighting up and damaging property there. And Milo, Breitbart's editor, was to speak at Berkeley. And, you know, the rioting broke out. And here's Milo last night talking with Tucker Carlson.
I'm interested in what happened exactly. So tell us, our understanding is you were set to give a speech at UC Berkeley tonight. You knew there were going to be protests, and then violence erupted, and you had to leave. Is that correct? And fill in the blanks for us.
Right. Well, we knew there were going to be protests from the social media activity. We knew from the police. I have a pretty good sense of when things are going to get a bit rowdy, and we knew that UC Berkeley was going to be a problem, not least because they have a big free speech problem. Obviously, it's a liberal campus, so they hate any libertarians or conservatives who dare to express an opinion on their campuses. They particularly don't like me. And so this evening, we got into the building, started preparing for the show, and people started arriving in black clothes and masks. They were clearly carrying concealed shields and weapons and things. And then stuff started being hurled at the building. There were rocks being thrown, various other things being thrown at the building. Eventually, the ground floor was breached, and I was evacuated.
Who evacuated you?
My security detail. I have an excellent team of Navy SEALs, various other people, and some of the police from the local area.
Tell me if I'm misreading this, but this looks like the nightmare scenario. This looks like political violence designed to squelch opinions the perpetrators of that violence disagree with. Am I reading it correctly?
That's exactly what it is. And what's particularly scary and particularly troubling is it not only happened on an American college campus, you know, supposedly in the land of the free, you know, these are these places where you should be able to engage with different ideas, places where you should be able to hear speakers. And students who come to my talks who don't necessarily agree with me but just want to hear the other side, They were prevented from doing so this evening by violence from the left. The left that is terrified of anyone who they think might be persuasive or might be interesting or might take people with them. You know, I am not, a scary far-right, you know, kind of neo-Nazi as some of the posters claim. They put those things on posters to try to legitimize their own violence against me and against my supporters. Instead, I'm just a sort of libertarian, gay, Trump-supporting provocateur who likes to, you know, present interesting arguments. This left cannot tolerate anyone popular on campus who does not subscribe to their own crazy views.
Well, there it is. That was Milo, the editor of Breitbart, explaining what happened from his perspective at UC Berkeley last night. You know, Scott, this is just unacceptable. I mean, where is the voice that comes out and just says, hey, this cannot happen. The destruction of property. You know, we were saying off the air that, you know, maybe what should happen is, you know, the cost of the building and the destruction that took place and the extra cost of dealing with the rioting. I mean, you know, hey, these kids believe in redistribution. Well, just what we're doing is just take the cost of that and add it to their add it to their tuition bill and send it to their parents and let them pay for this. Sadly, the building that they burnt up was the building that the students themselves paid for, right? They raised the money on it?
One of the talk shows was saying that a student was saying that this is the building that they'd raised a bunch of funds for to build. It was a student center.
Right.
And he was pretty upset about it.
Well, this goes along with, free speech, free expression. But when you start damaging property and you turn things into anarchy, because this is what it is, it is absolute lawlessness. You got to call it for what it is. This is unacceptable. And I'm sure it's unacceptable for many of the students there at UC Berkeley, but they need to speak out and make sure that this doesn't happen again, as much as it would count on them. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues right after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. Welcome to the good fight, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not going to be easy, especially what we saw last night on the West Coast in Berkeley. I'm here in California these days, and it's rather disheartening. I don't know if you've been to the campus there, but if you have, it is a beautiful campus. It is one of the, I would say, great institutions for learning there. But the expression that was demonstrated on television last night, greatly unacceptable. Bill Fetter is with us, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. And I would say, Bill Fetter, that America's noble heritage was not necessarily on display last night in Berkeley.
Well, you're right, and one of the things that I think people are beginning to look into is who is paying for all this. Mm. And more we're finding individuals' names come up, like George Soros.
Right.
And I lived a half an hour from Ferguson. We've since moved to Virginia Beach, Virginia. But 99% of the people rioting in Ferguson were not from Ferguson. They actually advertised in Chicago papers for rioters. Join Missourians organizing for reform and empowerment. And even Snopes acknowledged that George Soros gave $33 million to more Missourians organizing for reform and empowerment. And what did they do? They smashed cars. They smashed windows. They held hands across an interstate highway. I mean, poor people don't get the idea of holding hands across an interstate highway.
Exactly.
Somebody's organizing this.
Well, the sign, I love the signs. I love the signs. They're all professionally printed up. And I mean,
t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's incredible. I mean, all the signature is there that it's not the poor people of Ferguson putting this together. And, in this particular case, you know, what amazes me, Bill, is that the police, law enforcement and that in these different areas, they have to know when somebody is coming in, and they've got to be prepared and set up some sort of perimeter. They cannot just allow these people to come in. And they're going to find out the same thing, you know, to your point, when they study this and break it down, that the people that caused the damage and the and there were a lot of people on that campus that were not, you know, were not from, you know, from Berkeley.
And then we're finding Black Lives Matter, and the funding can be traced back to individuals like George Soros. Mm-hmm. And the hands up, don't shoot. And the Missouri had the protests on campus, right, beginning of the Safe Spaces.
Right.
And then even the Women's March in Washington, D.C., that 50
recently.
Groups
yeah.
had funding from George Soros. Mm-hmm. And the Nebraska, not only are they being paid in Nebraska to protest, the state of Nebraska is now considering demanding that the protesters pay state income tax because everyone knows they're getting paid to protest.
Right.
And we see this over and over again, the anti-Trump riots. Somebody's paid, somebody's instigating this. And I was reading a quote from David Axelrod, and he was President Obama's campaign advisor.
Sure.
In 2010, he was on NPR radio, and he said, in Chicago politics, we have a tradition. Throw a brick through your own campaign office window and then call a press conference to accuse your opponent of doing it. And it's this idea that they create the crises because they want to push their agenda. They're blaming their opponents for it. It's called psychological projection, psychological projection, where it's blame shifting, where the attacker blames the victim. So if you're a corrupt politician, maybe getting billions of dollars from Soros and Muslim sheiks, you accuse your opponent of being involved with rich people. If you're involved in, you know, child sex rings and it's on a computer that Anthony Weiner has, and pedestrians, violence, that they have all kinds of child prostitution type things, you want to focus on your opponent and say he's the one that's, you know, immoral. And it's a strategy that works because it puts the innocent person on the defensive. They get the headlines. There's something in the press called word association.
Right.
So if your name is in a paragraph with another word that's negative, wife beating, immoral, in the people's mind, they glance through the article, they see your name, they see that, and it repeated over and over. This association is connected. And even if you're denying it, even if they say it's not true, it's in there. And so when it finally comes out that you're not the bad guy, the other one is the one that's throwing the accusations. By that time, the public is worn out.
Yeah, the damage is done. Sure.
It's a disinformation
the impression
campaign.
Has been made. Yeah, and this is mainstream media has added to the culpability of this bill, as you know, because they will subtly throw a line in there, and then another writer will come alongside and turn it into a headline. And then it just becomes fact, as President Obama would say. It's just, it's indisputable. It's a fact.
Well, this, I experienced this. I wrote a book years ago called America's God and Country Encyclopedia of Quotations, 845 pages of God and Country type quotes. So I'm on the board of a university with Ben Carson, and we're talking, and he says, hey, I'm more interested in writing a book on America. He finally did, called it America the Beautiful. He and his wife co-wrote it. I says, well, here's my book. I hand him a copy. I said, I'll help you. And so his wife emails me back and forth, sends me the manuscript, sends me the final draft, has me read through it. They're so nice. They credit me 16 times. They even have a little line, special thanks to William Federer.
Mm-hmm.
BuzzFeed said that Ben Carson plagiarized me in his book.
Oh, wow.
And BuzzFeed releases this, and the other ones pick up on it, ABC, and this becomes, quote-unquote, the news story for about a week. And so I wrote an article, it was published in the National Review, and the title was Ben Carson Did Not Plagiarize My Book, and I go through it. I cite all 16 examples. I give those quotes, and it throws water on there. But if I had not written that,
right,
they would have gone off to, hey, this you know, great brain surgeon plagiarized.
Yeah.
That is what you were talking about. They get some discredited fake news place like BuzzFeed to introduce this, and then, boom, the other ones pick up the headlines and they run with it. And the common person on the street, they just see this name association.
Exactly.
You know, this person and the word plagiarized. So then they implant it in their brain. It's a strategy that works. And the thing is, we need to educate ourselves, and when we see this being played out, say, wait a second, it's the person throwing the accusation that's the guilty one.
Exactly. Yeah, the person that's lighting up buildings and rocks through windows, all this
and so
crazy
on campuses,
stuff.
Yeah. You know, on campuses, it's the people that are protesting the speaker, they are the intolerant one.
Right.
Who's the intolerant ones here? When Muslims demonstrate, and they say, well, you're being intolerant, it's like, wait a second, you're wanting to forbid any speech that is not complimentary of your belief. So you are the one engaging in intolerance. You're the one that's engaging in censorship. You're the one that wants to limit people's freedoms. And it is a strategy called blame shifting, where the attacker blames the victim. Every little kid knows how to do this. I'm not the mean one. You're the mean one.
Exactly.
Bullies on a playground will push everybody else around.
Well, they'll do that which they get rewarded for. And up to now, Bill, they've been rewarded time and again. America needs to decide if this is the end of it all. And it's time to really exercise our First Amendment right in a way that works for both sides. And so we have to let freedom ring here. Bill Fetter is with us. We've got more from Bill out on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
What's your problem with it? The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Let freedom ring.
The bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America. And through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other. When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
Let freedom ring.
Hey, we're back with you. Just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Bill Federer continues. Bill Federer, I'll tell you, it is really a challenge for America to understand that there are diabolical forces, and they're slowly but surely waking up. You know, they hear the name George Soros. They hear Bill Ayers. Here's some of these other, you know, liberal thoughts that come by the way, and they're starting to kind of get it because some of this, you know, insanity, you know, like political correctness, if you let it grow, it mushrooms to such a degree that before you know it, you don't even know what you're thinking anymore.
Well, one of the books I just finished, it's called Who is the King in America? Mm-hmm. And I go through an overview of 6,000 years of world history. And I demonstrate how America is unique. And, of course, the beginning of writing was around 3 or 4,000 B.C., cuneiform in Mesopotamia, which is today Iraq. So 3 or 4,000 B.C., we're around 2,080, that's around 6,000 years of recorded history. 6,000 years is not long. It's only 60 people living 100 years each, back to back. Right? We've all met someone who's lived 100 years, maybe a grandmother. Mm. We're talking 60 grandmothers. And you're all the way back to the beginning of recorded human history.
Amazing.
And so it's not that long. And so the question I ask is, what's the most common form of government? Well, let's see. There's pharaohs and Caesars and sultans and Alexander the Great, 5,000 years, 18 major Chinese dynasties ruled by emperors, Roman emperors, Byzantine emperors, Muslim sultans, king of Spain, France, and Austria. But the most powerful king was the King of England. When America's founders decided to split, they wanted to flip it and make the people the king. And so a republic is where the people are king, ruling through their representatives. And so if there's a whole lot of problems in the country, look no further than yourself. You're
exactly.
The king.
Right.
They're your representatives. You don't just have the right to vote them in. You're going to be held accountable to God for what they do. You hire a banker, you hire a trash collector, and you hire a politician. They're carrying out your will. You're paying them. You're accountable. Anyway, I look through history at the rare examples of republics and how they fail. And so the first instance of a republic where a people ruled themselves without a king was ancient Israel. Mm-hmm. Around 1400 B.C., they come out of Egypt, come into the Promised Land, and for 400 years, there's no king. Everyone is equal before the law. And the law says there is no respect to persons in judgment. Why is that significant? Because where there's a king, if you're friends with the king, you're more equal. Mm-hmm. If you're not friends with the king, you're less equal. And if you're an enemy of the king, you're dead. It's called treason, or you're a slave. The hierarchical structure to society. In ancient Israel, there was no king. Everyone was equal. It's the beginning of the concept of equality. Anyway, it worked as long as the priest taught it. When the priest stopped teaching the law, the rubber band snapped back. They got King Saul. But one story I wanted to focus was right before it fell, it was cratering. There was a guy named Abimelech, illegitimate son of Gideon. He goes to a town called Shechem. He takes 70 pieces of silver from the temple of Baal-berith, and he hires vain and worthless persons to go out and murder the sons of Gideon so that he can make himself king. So we got somebody taking money, buying agitators. Let's fast forward to ancient Greece, Athens. There's Philip of Macedon to the north, the father of Alexander the Great. He's conquering city-states. People in Athens are waking up, thinking we got to get our defenses. Philip bribed some citizens of Athens to betray their city. And they would get into the market. They'd all be talking politics. And they'd say, wait a second, Philip's not such a bad guy. I hear he's liberating these cities.
Right.
And these paid propagandists would gather around them useful idiots who would believe their lies and confuse the city. And so Philip was able to conquer it. So again, you got somebody taking money, gold, and buying the allegiance of some low-level people. And then the third story, Rome was a republic for 500 years. SPQR, Senatus Publicus Romanus, they had 600 senators. But a guy named Julius Caesar, he was his family was bankrupt. He joined the military to escape debt collectors, conquers in Europe, and now he wants to be involved in politics, does an under-the-table deal with two rich guys, Pompey and Crassus. Crassus dies. Now it's a tug-of-war between Caesar and Pompey. Now, Pompey has money. Caesar does not. Caesar goes into Rome, raids the Temple of Saturn, takes 400 years of stored-up gold to buy supporters against Pompey. He said, use money to get men, use men to get money. Mm-hmm. And now we fast forward to Machiavelli. So hopefully, if people will be following me here.
Yeah, they're all taking. We're all taking notes here, Bill Federer, right now. This is great history. Good job. All right.
So 500 years ago, Italy was a bunch of city-states. Venice, Genoa, Naples, Florence, Siena. They all had armies and navies and fought. Machiavelli thought if one prince could control all of Italy, it would stop the infighting. He writes a book called The Prince, saying the ends justifies the means. The end of one prince controlling all of Italy is so good, any means necessary to get there is justified. By Chief Steele. So if a prince conquers a city, they would hate him. But if the prince pays criminals to kill cows, burn barns, create terror, the people would cry out for help.
Exactly.
The prince would come in, kill the very criminals he bribed. Nobody would know the better for it, and they'd all praise the prince as a hero. So it's good marketing. You create the need and fill it. You go around the back of the house and set it on fire, then you go around the front of the house and sell them a fire extinguisher. They'll pay anything for it, and thank you for being there.
It's brilliant.
Machiavellianism.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you create or capitalize on a crisis to consolidate control. Remember Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste?
Right.
That influenced someone named Hegel in Germany, Prussia. Napoleon conquers Prussia real easy. The king said, we need to strengthen the state. Hegel's dialectics, it's a triangle. One corner is a thesis. The opposite is an antithesis, antithesis. Mm-hmm. And the top corner is a synthesis. Sounds complicated, but it's not. In other words, you start off and then you create a problem that's real bad, and everybody is happy to settle for your answer that's half as bad.
Yeah.
And then that becomes the new thesis. You create another problem that's real bad, and everybody's happy to settle for your answer that's half as bad. This inspired Karl Marx. And how did you create the antithesis, the real bad problem? You would send in labor organizers, community organizers, agent provocateurs, provoking agents. Their job? Create a crisis. They would find the tension lines, the fault lines, the people who felt like they've been victimized or been slighted or wronged, and you go to them and stir them up, saying, you want what they have, follow me, you'll get it.
Exactly.
Now, it works best if the people are not Christian. Mm-hmm. Even Napoleon said, religion is what keeps the poor from murdering the rich. So if you have poor Christians, they'll just suffer. But if you get rid of that, all you got is raw human passion. And so they would organize the proletariat against the bourgeois, the working class against the business owners. They would organize the blacks against the whites, the Protestants against the Christians, the Muslims against the Christians. They would organize the Hutus against the Tutsis in the Congo and Rwanda. They really don't care who the two sides are or what the issues are. They just want a destabilizing domestic crisis that's so bad that everybody surrenders their freedoms to some dictator promising to fix it. And so 45
get to be the
countries
hero of the day.
Communist dictators this way.
Yeah. Well, we're down to about 20 seconds here, Bill.
And so anyway, so here we flash forward to Saul Alinsky. Hillary Clinton did her senior thesis at Wellesley College, on and on. And Obama was a Saul Alinsky advisor. Saul Alinsky rode around with Al Capone, Hitman, Frank Nitti. So all you had to do was kill a few people, and the whole neighborhood would freak out and surrender their freedoms to somebody promising to fix it. Alinsky applies this to politics.
It just keeps on cycling, doesn't it? Bill Federer, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Good stuff.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo and Company. No Barriers Warriors and Wells Fargo are seeking veterans with disabilities for the 2017 Warriors to Summits Expedition. This epic journey is designed to provide rigorous mental and physical challenges that help veterans reflect on their past, recognize their present, and develop a vision for their future. 4 years ago, Wells Fargo expanded its commitment to helping military service members, veterans, and military families by sponsoring the initial Warriors to Summits Expedition to Mount Whitney, the highest summit in the United States. In the years since the expedition, Warriors to Summits has continued to change lives of veterans with disabilities. John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Program Director.
It's truly an exciting opportunity for us to introduce a new group of veterans to the No Barriers life and lead them on a transformative journey through Colorado, Wyoming, Alaska, and beyond.
To apply or nominate a veteran for the expedition, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications and nominations will be accepted through March 5, 2017.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us. Our next guest is Alexandra De Sanctis. We're talking about little-known facts about Roe v. Wade. This past Sunday marked the 43rd anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision on Roe v. Wade, a landmark case that established a woman's federal constitutional right to abortion and denied state allowance to regulate abortion practice. Now, while most Americans think abortion is immoral, most still believe that Roe and the right to choose were an important step forward for women's rights in the U.S. In fact, Roe exemplifies, our guest says, the worst of legal procedure, both in the lies concocted on behalf of the U.S. abortion industry. And Alexandra will be with us in just a moment to unfold these little-known facts about Roe v. Wade. You know, I would say that after 43 years, you look at the fruit of the decision, and I ask you if you think it was a just decision. Is it one that makes sense? I mean, why has it polarized America? You know, have you thought about that? Why is it, some would say it's an absolute settled issue, but you saw the contrast just between these two weekends. You know, the week before we had women that say they were representing, you know, the fight for women's rights, didn't want to talk to anybody that didn't want anybody there represented that was a pro-life representative. They said, look, we're about women's rights, but we don't want those women... You know, is part of it. So when you consider the fruit of Roe v. Wade, it leaves much in question, and I believe this is what is causing the dynamism of the results and the aftermath of this, this decision by the Supreme Court. Alexander DeSantis is with us right now. Alexandra, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Well, Alexandra is a fellow, I will add, at the National Review Institute. Your piece on little-known facts about Roe v. Wade, I found to be quite enlightening because here we are 43 years down the road, and a lot has been contended about it, but there's still much not understood, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the misunderstandings of Roe abound in popular culture.
And I say that's one of the reasons why it is so contentious and growing such, because it was one of those things that, you know, first of all, we can, and I don't want to adjudicate the merits of the Supreme Court being rather activist in affecting Roe v. Wade. It was taken out of the states, and federally it was decided that abortion was going to be legal, and we the people were going to pay for it.
Absolutely, yeah, and you can see the ramifications of that, because when the Supreme Court doesn't allow a debate to play out among the people and instead kind of comes in and just settles the matter, it continues to be a very controversial issue to this day, and that's why you see abortion always being so hotly debated, because the people never had a chance to have a say.
Well, let's get into your piece, the little-known facts about Roe v. Wade. Break it down for us.
Yeah, so I guess my piece was mostly trying to get some information out there that most people don't know about Roe, and one of the chief parts of information that people don't understand is what would happen if Roe were to be overturned. So you see in polls, you know, just vast numbers of people saying that they don't want to see Roe overturned. But then, you know, the same survey will ask, well, do you want states to be able to decide for themselves whether or not they want abortion to be legal or whether or not they want certain restrictions? And most people also agree with that statement. So there seems to be this disconnect where most people think that if Roe were to be overturned, abortion would just be completely illegal, unconstitutional, banned across the country, which simply isn't the case. And that changes people's view of the law.
Yeah, because suddenly now you've got 50 experimental laboratories in play here.
Right. And you could see, you know, a state like California is probably going to have legalized abortion on demand pretty much all the way through pregnancy, whereas a place like Mississippi, Alabama, you know, there are plenty of states, you know, probably about 20, 25 states that would have at least significant restrictions on abortion, something like a 20-week ban, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think it's quite interesting, you know, going back in a little bit of the history here, Alexander, the big fight in the courts was in the case of some rare exceptions, which, you know, was incest, the rape, or the threat, the life mother being in jeopardy. Rare exceptions. I mean, that was the driving force. That was the wedge that opened up the discussion. And today that represents, what, about 2% of the abortions. So 98% of the abortions, you know, for the most part, is a choice of convenience, gender selection, some rather, you know, casual considerations compared to how serious, you know, abortion is.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think, you know, you saw in Roe v. Wade that going along with that, a lot of the abortionists and the medical professionals involved in trying to sway the court to side with Roe and to legalize abortion, you know, falsified a bunch of statistics, just trying to make it appear that women were having a very difficult time because abortion was illegal, and saying that women were dying in these, you know, quote, back alley abortions and, right, and things like this. And so the court really, really believed, I guess, these testimonies. And believe that if abortion were to be made legal, it would be safer for women. And this simply isn't the case. You know, I mean, probably some women died here and there, but it wasn't like women all over the country were dying because of this. And so I think, you know, the information that Roe is based on is very flawed.
Yeah, coat hangers took on a new concept and a new vision, didn't it?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, sadly, all this that has created, and you know, I the whole issue of Roe v. Wade then opens up, you know, the moral discussion. But I don't necessarily want to go there as much as I want to give you a chance to still unfold, you know, these little known facts that people are ignoring. That that some people understand and they see this. For them, it's not a little known fact. It is glaring, and they do not understand why this country wants to continue to fight for Roe v. Wade.
Right. Another big part of my piece is talking about the way that the justices came to their decision. And it's clear from some internal papers and memorandum that were released decades later that it was really a very activist decision, as you said earlier. You know, Justice Harry Blackmun wrote the decision, and it seems that the seven justices came to the conclusion that they wanted to legalize Roe for whatever reason, you know, perhaps because they were swayed by the argument that women were dying in illegal abortion, something like that. So they came to the decision that that's what they wanted. And then Blackmun just circulated these memos saying, hey, look, I have to come up with some kind of justification for this. You know, I'm not sure where it's going to come from. And what he did was he developed the trimester scheme that we use today. So people will very casually say, oh, I'm in my second trimester or something like that. But trimesters were actually made up by Blackmun to try to justify abortion in earlier stages of pregnancy. And so he sort of tried to draw a line between viability and to say that if a fetus was younger, it somehow had less of a right to live, or it was more acceptable to view it as not a person, and therefore more acceptable to have an abortion earlier in pregnancy. And we use these terms now without understanding that they're not medically based. They didn't come from doctors. They came from a justice.
Amazing. Wow. This is really, really good stuff, and I appreciate your research on this and bringing it to light here, Alexandra, because, you know, there's so much about this. This is part of the issue. You got to know what the law is, what's in it, you know, and Nancy Pelosi, you know, she said you got to pass it to find out what's in it. Well, it's been passed long enough, and we're finding out what's in it 43 years later and counting. And real lives, real people, and emotions abound here. And I think we're all the wiser for it. It's do we have the courage now to take the next step? I guess that's the question.
Right. Absolutely.
We'll have to wait and see. Well, Alexandra DeSanctis, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. Have yourself a great day, huh?
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Time for the movie guy. Yes, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. At least, buildings are not burning down in Southern California here, Steve-O. So, we're okay. It's only Northern California's got some problems going on right now.
Everything seems to be fine down in L.A. That's right.
Hey, even in spite of the Screen Actors Guild Award last weekend, a couple surprises there. Some good stuff here. A little, what are you reading? What are the tea leaves telling you about the Oscars based on the SAG Awards?
We are right in the thick of awards season. We had the SAG Awards last weekend. We have the Directors Guild this weekend. We have BAFTA, the Grammys, the Writers Guild coming up. It all culminates with the Academy Awards coming up on the 26th of February. So the SAG Awards are kind of a look into what people are thinking about, at least the actor category, which is the biggest group of members of the Academy. So this gives you an idea of what they're thinking. We had a couple of surprises.
Yeah,
shall we start with the outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture? Captain Fantastic fences The Usual Suspects. Mm-hmm. Hidden Figures won that category. Yes. What do you think?
Well, I think it, it did a great job. I mean, what can you say?
I know, it's so perfect. Crazy. Yeah. I say, it does give you an idea of what they're thinking. We had the outstanding male performance. And that was a surprise because
all these years Denzel hadn't been able to pick up a statue. Now all of a sudden he's acknowledged here. Good
for him. We have Denzel for Fences. I mean, it's a terrific performance. They're all great, of course. So it's interesting, like I say, to who gets the nod. Outstanding performance by a female actor. No surprise here. Mm-hmm. The category did include Meryl Streep, of course.
Yes.
Natalie Portman, Emily Blunt, and Amy Adams for Arrival, but Emma Stone. For La La Land.
Our La La girl.
We had a couple of supporting categories as well. Mahershala Ali for Moonlight, that was to be expected. And Viola Davis, if she doesn't win the Academy Award, I don't know what I'm talking about here because she has literally won everything else. We have the Directors Guild coming up this weekend. And that is kind of an indication of what the directors that are members of the Academy are thinking. We have Damien Chazelle's been nominated, Garth Davis for Lion, Barry Jenkins for Moonlight, Kenneth Lonergan for Manchester by the Sea, and Denis Villeneuve for Arrival. We'll get an idea. This is really a good indication of who may win the Academy Award.
In terms of the people that vote in the Academy, what do we got, about 3,000 people that are part of the Academy, the actual voting class, right?
Well, actually, no, it's about twice that. It's about 6,000.
Oh, is it now 6,000? Okay.
Yeah, 87 members of the Academy, and they break it up. You know, not everybody votes for everything, so it does. But, you know, most of those people in the Academy are actors, so that's the biggest category anyway. And so we'll see. You know, all of it, how do you know, and how can you really justify your thinking for Best Picture, for instance? I mean, it's not like, I mean, it's such a subjective thing to think about, but it does give you an idea of what people are thinking. So there you go.
Well, I know that there's a lot made. I mean, there's no question. You know, to get the golden statue and the Oscar, I mean, it's like you are an overnight success. You're validated, and you know, all of a sudden, a lot of zeros go to the end of the numbers that they send you when they're saying, "Hey, we've got a part for you to play."
Right.
But you know, when you think about, when you put it in perspective with, you know, the people and what they're responding to, how does that balance out? Because still, the Oscars is the big ticket. I mean, that is the award that you want to win, right?
Right, and people are always saying, well, I've never heard of these movies. I've never seen the movies. What are they talking about here? The analogy I use is like McDonald's is a big restaurant chain. They, you know, they serve good food. There's nothing wrong with McDonald's. They make billions and billions of dollars every year. But when you're looking for the best restaurant in America, you probably wouldn't choose them. You're looking for more of the creative, the unique, and all that. So that is the analogy I use. And that's kind of what the Academy Awards are all about, is looking for people who are really doing something unique and unusual with motion pictures. So
and it's interesting because it's as opposed to, and this is why, you know, the People's Awards, when the people are involved, I mean, you might put it in perspective, but it's, you know, the Oscars are, you know, it's kind of the insiders voting on themselves, right?
It is, but there are a lot of politics to be played. They've launched campaigns to win the statue. That's an interesting science just in itself.
Yeah, it's, you know, like which you're not supposed to do, supposedly, right?
Yeah, but it's done, and it's one of those, you know, out brief candle for life is but a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury signifying nothing. That's kind of what this is about. But it's fun, and people get involved. And everybody has an opinion, it seems.
Well, yeah, especially on the red carpet. You see all those dresses, you know, you figure out what you're going to wear and shoes and things like that.
It's like the Super Bowl for fashion designers. There's so many. And the whole thing began as kind of an afterthought. It has grown into this huge American institution. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
I
without
a doubt. I see Gold last weekend, by the way.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah, let's talk about the box office. Yeah.
Well, it didn't do, great, and it probably won't do great business. Yeah, you know, it is a fun movie. Matthew McConaughey jumps into this role with both feet. You see a lot of Matthew in this. Not quite the full Monty, but everything else. And he gained about 40 pounds for this role.
Wow.
You know, that sleek, good-looking, suave guy in the Lincoln commercial?
Yes.
He's nowhere to be seen in this movie.
He's really blown up, huh? But what is this guy? This guy, he goes through all these different diets and what he does with his body. I mean, for all these different parts that he's played, I mean, it's amazing.
I mean, he really gives it his all. This is not Citizen Kane, but it's a very entertaining movie with a very interesting script, which supposedly is inspired, which is the key word, by true events. I think they probably should have left that line off. It just, you know, it's a wonderful tale with a lot of twists and turns. Like I say, don't expect Citizen Kane when you go see it. And check out the trailer, but it is an interesting story. And like I say, Matthew gives it his all. That was out last week and didn't do real well. But we have
it still made it in the top 10. But you know, it's okay.
Yeah, right. No. We have Split, that was number one again last weekend. The new Dog's Purpose, that was number two. Hidden Figures, number three. Resident Evil, the final chapter, the other new release last weekend, was number four. La La Land, number five last weekend, making over $107 million so far and continuing to roll. So we'll see how that works.
Exactly.
A couple of films are opening up this weekend. You know, not big releases. As a matter of fact, they weren't really reviewed for the critics, which is never really a good sign. We're not really made available. We have a movie called The Space Between. The Space Between Us, it's called. And it's interesting. Let me tell you what this is about. This is about the first human that is born on Mars. He travels to Earth for the first time, experiencing all the wonders of the planet through fresh eyes, and he embarks on an adventure with this street-smart girl to discover how he came to be. It's about an astronaut who dies while giving birth to the first human on Mars, never revealing who the father is, and this kid grows up on Mars with only 14 people around him. And at the age of 16, he gets the chance to come to Earth. He tries to figure out who his father is. But the interesting backstory here is a kid that was born on this desolate planet all of a sudden comes to Earth and sees all that we have and through fresh eyes. And it does make you appreciate everything that this incredible planet is all about. So that's the plus here. Check out the trailer. Not reviewed, so I don't know what the critics think, but it's an interesting tale. It's called The Space Between Us. Yes.
Yeah, critics, schmidics, who needs them? You know, let's go. Interesting concept here, you know?
Yeah, I think it is.
As long as he doesn't come down to Earth and find out his dad is, you know, Darth Vader or something, you know?
No, they play it pretty straight, I guess. And like I say, I don't think I've ever seen or heard of a movie being done quite like this or this story being told before.
Right.
Another movie called Rings. Yes, we've heard of this one. Here's what the press release says. It's a new chapter in the beloved Ring horror franchise. I'm not sure beloved is the word I would use, but that's what
sentence together?
I don't know. A young woman becomes worried about her boyfriend when he explores the dark subculture surrounding this mysterious videotape said to kill the watcher 7 days after he's viewed it. So you watch this tape, and that means you're dead in 7 days.
Wow.
She sacrifices herself to save her boyfriend, and in doing so makes a horrifying discovery. There is a movie within the movie that no one's ever seen before. If you're a fan of the Ring franchise, you're going to show up for this one.
That would be the beloved Ring horror franchise.
Right. The beloved Ring franchise. Interesting movie here called Youth in Oregon, which has a great cast. This is about a 79-year-old curmudgeon by the name of Raymond, played by the great Frank Langella. Mm. He makes arrangements to be euthanized in Oregon. His family refuses to accept his decision, but when another family emergency crisis arises, Raymond's daughter, Kate, played by Christina Applegate, turns to her husband, Brian, played by Billy Crudup, for a little help. So Brian reluctantly volunteers to drive this cantankerous old Raymond and his wine-loving wife, Estelle, played by Mary Kay Place, 3,000 miles to Oregon, determined to change this old guy's mind before they reach the Beaver State. It becomes quickly apparent to Brian that convincing your father-in-law to keep living when he's ready to check out is no simple task. 44% recommending this great cast and a kind of an unusual story.
Does he keep falling out of the car? He doesn't, you know, put a seatbelt on? I mean, you know, 3,000 miles. I mean,
that's right.
A lot of opportunity there.
Recommending that one. And then War on Everyone is out there, too, with Alexander Skarsgård, 60% recommending that one as well. So it's a good time to catch maybe a new movie or even better yet, maybe watch a movie nominated for Academy Award.
Without a doubt, I would think that the movie houses would be filled just to make sure that, double check. Make sure your vote's going to go along with the rest of the Academy voters. We'll have to wait and see. Coming soon, huh? You got it. Steve, the movie guy, on Bill Martinez Live. We'll see you at the Multiplex. Large popcorn as usual. We'll see you there. This is Bill Martinez. We're live a couple minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.